Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, and it's time to shine our senior spotlight on Edwardsville volleyball player Maddie Isringhausen. Maddie also competed as a nationally ranked gymnast and has been a great volleyball player at Edwardsville, and she's with us now. Maddie, thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Of course.
Well, Maddie, that's an interesting switch. I don't think gymnastics to volleyball. So how did that switch happen for you?
So I did gymnastics from the time I could walk until I was about in eighth grade. And then I had a big growth spurt, and I went from about 5'6 to about 5'10. And, you know, gymnasts aren't usually above the 5'5 range. So then we kind of got into the whole volleyball world, and then I decided I loved it, and I stuck with it.
So you were even pushing it as a 5'6 gymnast?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there just came with, like, a lot of injuries with that, and you couldn't really do as much as the smaller girls, so we decided it was time for me to find something else.
It's hard on your knees, right? Because I have a lot of friends who did it in college, and they were always complaining about knees and ankles.
Yes, knees and ankles are a big part just because of how hard you're landing all the time. It messes up with all the joints.
Maddie, what position do you play in volleyball?
I'm an outside hitter.
So you're up, you're outside, but behind the net, right? You're not right up at the net? Or are
yes,
you?
I'm right up at the net, yes.
Okay, so you must love the idea of getting up and just slamming the ball into the faces of your opponents.
Yes.
Yes, that's the best part.
Like, have you ever hit anybody directly in the face? Or I'm sure you have. How often does it happen?
I've hit people in the face. I think my favorite one, I did end up hitting a girl in the throat. It was our school rivalry game. It was a good one.
Okay. I mean, there is. It's not like you're trying to do that, but your job is to essentially hit it through people. So while you're not going to be like celebrate that somebody's hurt like that, there's some sort of a swagger there. Do you have like a walk back after you do something? Is there some sort of a routine you do to let everybody know that you're still kind of pumped up about this?
I mean, there's not certainly routine, but like especially your entire team will get really, really excited and everybody will kind of go crazy. So then you got to act like you feel bad, but deep down you're like, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You act like – how do you act like you feel bad? Because I don't think anybody believes that you do.
You kind of just got to look at them and be like, oh, my gosh, are you okay? And then just kind of turn around and celebrate with the team.
Perfect. Maddie Isringhausen is in our senior spotlight on 101 ESPN. And Maddie, when I watch volleyball, I'm amazed at the choreography and how synchronized a group of people are to play. It really, there's a lot of chemistry involved, but you must have to work a lot of hours to play volleyball together well as a team.
Yeah, especially for practice, we'll have 2 to 3 hour practices, and you go from the fundamentals, and you got to start trying to put everything together with everyone. I mean, we have small little plays we run, but I mean, most of the time it's kind of just put the ball up and see where you can get it. I mean, no play is the same. You never really know what's going to happen.
And it's one of those sports, too, and a lot of team sports are this way, Maddie, but there's a lot of accountability. If you're not holding up your end, you end up dragging everybody down. That accountability aspect of it, is that something that you enjoy? Do you enjoy having people rely on you?
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite parts is that, you know, all of us have to be on the same page, otherwise it's not going to work mentally and physically. You know, if you're in your head during the game, it'll bring the rest of the team down with you. But once you all can get back on the same page, everything starts working out again. And then it just feels really amazing when everything's, like, working together.
Maddie's dad, Jason Isringhausen, was the Cardinal closer. And his job, Maddie, obviously was probably the one that comes with the most accountability in all of sports. So when we talk about that word, how much of that accountability athletically did you get from your dad?
I think a lot of it. I mean, he's always kind of told me that I needed to stay out of my head and, you know, and be accountable for the team and make sure I'm there 100% for them. And so I think that's just something I always have in the back of my head that I make sure I'm working on at all times.
So meanwhile,
Maddie, you did get your athleticism from your mom's side, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
But meanwhile, you know, everybody you grow up with knows who your dad is. But have you ever competed or been somewhere outside of the area? They see your last name and they go, Isringhausen, wait a minute, you're not, you know, then do they ask you, does that happen a lot?
Yeah, it happens a lot. They're like, wait, are you that baseball player's daughter? I'm like, yes. But I mean, it's just something that comes, I just kind of ignore it. Sometimes I'll say it, I'm like, mm-hmm, and I'll just kind of keep walking, but It just comes with it, I guess.
It's because you want to be your own person, right? You don't want to be Jason Isringhausen's daughter.
Of course.
See, and that's the right attitude to have. You take all the gifts that he's given you, you know, you take all the skills and the mindset and all of that stuff, and you run with it, but then you're your own person.
Exactly. And I think that, like, especially a lot of reporters around, like, the Edwardsville area, I mean, they all love him. So every time they start off an article, it's always Isringhausen's daughter. And, I mean, it gets a little annoying, but, I mean, I guess he was pretty good back in the day. So
He was all right. Yeah. And you are absolutely blazing your own path, Maddie. And that path is taking you to college now. You're heading off. You're going to Tennessee Tech. Why was Tennessee Tech a fit for you?
So I think whenever I went to the campus, I mean, just driving through Cookeville, Tennessee, I mean, it's a really small town. But I mean, we're driving through, and me and my parents were all like, wow, this is really, really pretty. So, I mean, of course, it's a really great area. And then once I got to meet the coaches and the team, they just really made it feel at home, and they were really supportive and really, really wanted me to go there. And then, I don't know, the girls were just some of the most outgoing people I've ever met, and they still take the time now to just check in on me and make sure all is going good, and like when we're in quarantine, and told me how sorry they were about like graduation. And it's just nice to know that they're not just like teammates, they're really good friends and sisters too.
Let's talk about the graduation that's not going to happen. And the senior year, the stretch run of the senior year is supposed to be so much fun. You've got prom, you've got senioritis where you kind of quit, you've got graduation. So what has this spring been like for you after you look forward, I'm sure, to this for such a long time?
Yeah, it was sad. I think I remember our last day before quarantine started, we were all sitting there thinking like, wow, this could be our last day like in Edwardsville High School. So of course it was sad, but then we realized that our school's doing a lot of stuff for us still. We had like all of our football lights turned on one night, and then our prom got canceled, but they had like all of us had like a little virtual prom together. It was fun. And then graduation, we're doing a little drive through. So we'll drive around like the front of our school, and our principal will hand us our diploma covers.
How does virtual prom work?
Oh, so you know Zoom. All of me and my friend group just went on there and pretended it was our prom.
So how many of you were on at once?
I think my friend group's around like 30-something people, and most of them were on there. So it's probably about like 25, 30-ish.
Were you wearing a dress?
No.
Okay.
I was too lazy to put on a dress.
Cheaper than a limo.
Yeah.
So, Maddie, let's talk a little bit more about your career, because you had the great volleyball career at Edwardsville, but you're also playing for a club team, HP Royal, and you were on your way to Reno for a championship. Are you going to be able to play that? Do you think that you'll ever get the opportunity to participate in that?
So, as of right now, USA Volleyball they moved the dates back to the end of June. And so we're kind of just hoping that all the lockdowns and the bans from states will get lifted before then so we can go play. But if not, it'll be sad, because this year we had a really great team. We could have done some really big things in Reno.
Hey, Maddie, from a school standpoint, heading to Tennessee Tech, what are you interested in? What are you thinking about majoring in?
So right now I'm majoring in business with a specialty in like sports marketing area. I'm not completely sure. But that's just something I've really been interested in. So I'm just hoping to go into the marketing kind of things.
Nice.
You ever think about being an agent?
See, that's what my dad always says, but I don't know. I've never really thought about it. But something fun.
Yeah, it's a good living if you can, get your foot in the door and start doing it.
Yeah. I know. I've always thought about that. I mean, I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing yet, so I totally have time to change what I want to do. So I'm just kind of looking through all the options and deciding what I'm most interested in and what will benefit me best in the future.
Well, I would think that, Maddie, right now that it's crazy times. You don't get to do all the things you were expecting you were going to do. But you do have a little bit more time at home. And I got a feeling your parents are sadly counting down the days that you are leaving to college. So it's probably pretty cool to get an opportunity to hang out with them a little bit more. Maybe it's cooler on their end than your end, but I bet it's special times.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, especially with school and volleyball, you know, I'm not really home a lot. And we, like, only time really spent together as a big family is when we'd have to travel for volleyball tournaments. And now that I don't have school or practice, I'm home all day long because they won't let me leave. And so, yeah, we're spending a lot of time together. It's been really fun, though.
Well, they must be really proud of you. Maddie, we're proud of you for being such a great representative of Edwardsville and the area. And we wish you all the luck in the world at Tennessee Tech.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank
and
you
also,
very much. Yes,
just so you know, one of these days when people meet your father and be introduced to him, they're going to say, "This is Matty Isringhausen's dad,"
That's
instead
the
of the other way around. That's what it's going to be.
That's the goal right now.
Fantastic. Take care, and thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you guys so much.